This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
In the wake of Eric Schneiderman's resignation as Attorney General of New York, some of his longtime friends on the left are professing shock. You've heard them. We just can't believe it, they say. How could a man so publicly committed to feminism beat women? It just doesn't make sense. But of course it makes perfect sense. Self-righteousness is always a marker for secret creepiness. The people yelling the loudest are usually hiding the most. Keep that in mind the next time you hear some Democratic politician lecturing you about your moral inferiority. That's the guy you need to watch carefully. Chances are he's up to something awful behind closed doors. Hypocrisy isn't just a feature of modern liberalism, it's the heart of modern liberalism. Ever wonder how people who advocate for abortion can say they stand for children? How a movement that demonizes an entire race can claim to oppose racism? The same way Al Gore can travel by private jet while trying to ban your SUV. Because consistency does not matter to the left. Only virtue matters. We're good people, therefore we must rule. You are not, therefore you must obey. Al Gore doesn't believe he's a hypocrite. Eric Schneiderman probably doesn't think he is either. You can't commit sin if your intentions are pure, and liberals believe their intentions are the purest. But that sounds like theology and not public policy. That's because it is theology. Modern liberalism is a religious movement. It's a replacement for the Protestant Christianity that the left works so hard to undermine and destroy. Liberals are speaking the language of faith, albeit a faith without God. This is the main reason that right and left talk past each other. The reason our public debates are so weird and unsatisfying. One side arrives with facts and stats and arguments. The other brags about its decency. One side is trying to convince. The other is trying to convert. You can beat a liberal in an argument, but you can never convince him that you won. He cares much more deeply than you do, and therefore he knows he's right, by definition, and nothing can convince him otherwise. Somewhere tonight, Eric Schneiderman is marinating in his shame, probably unshaven and alone. His career is over. His reputation is destroyed. He faces years of potential legal action. He is a broken man. He is in agony. And yet, on some level, despite all of that, Eric Schneiderman still knows he's a better person than you are. Seth Baron is associate editor of City Journal. He predicted in public on Twitter that Schneiderman would be exposed as a creep, and he said it last November. Yesterday he tweeted this: how did I know this and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio didn't? Great question. We've asked him to come on and explain. Seth Baron joins us tonight. Seth, how did you know that? That was a remarkably prescient tweet last November.
Thanks, Tucker. You know, to me it was just kind of, I thought it was just an open secret. I'd heard stories and rumors about Schneiderman for years. I'd been told by at least three or four different people since maybe 2009 that he is into rough sex with women, that he likes to date his staffers and is a little pushy with them, that he tried to kidnap a reporter and wouldn't let her out of his car on the way to, and said he was taking her to his apartment. So I sort of assumed that this was just, you know, common knowledge, more or less. Now, I'm not deeply involved in Albany politics or in New York City Democratic circles. I'm an editor for a moderately conservative magazine.
But so you're not exactly in the loop at the highest levels of progressive New York, is what
you're
saying.
No, exactly. So that's why it seemed strange that everyone was saying, oh, my God, this is the craziest thing we've ever heard.
Well, such is life. You know, again, the fingers you point forward, or maybe the finger you point forward, you know, always there's three coming back your way. So you got to be careful about, you know, those that you judge, right? Because it could come back on you. It has, as it has for Eric Schneiderman. And as Tucker points out, sadly, this is the diatribe. This is the conversation that we have in today's culture, where you have people that, you know, are more in pursuit of being right. That is the ultimate goal for them, as opposed to, you know, doing right by people and doing the right thing. and Eric Schneiderman got caught up in his own web, and it's just too bad because of the future that was before him.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. And as I, you know, tried to clumsily say about Eric Schneiderman, and I think all of us, I think it's a lesson to be learned here, is that, you know, it's so easy to indict others and point the finger. And it's amazing, especially on this whole hashtag issue, how many fingers have been pointed out. And then next thing you know, the other three are coming back and they're the ones that are in court. Obviously, we have an issue here in our culture to address. And, you know, we're dealing with it one at a time, but there needs to be something on a more holistic perspective to be addressed in terms of how the culture addresses, if we're truly going to do something about it, is what I'm coming to here. We've got Dr. Jane Orient back with us. Always a pleasure to have her with us. She's the Executive Director of Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And we're going to discuss the right to health care. Dr. Orient, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, good. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, the right to health care, I mean, you know, it sounds good. I mean, you hear the socialists talk about it. But what does that mean? And I'm not sure, you know, we kind of throw it out there. Sometimes what happens when, especially when politicians, when they talk about everybody has a right to health care, it sounds good on the surface, but then, you know, the follow-up question is, well, what does that mean and how does that work?
Exactly. And I think what really happens with the right to health care, it gets turned into a privilege. With the government is funding and controlling all medical care, obviously everybody can't get everything that's potentially available. Mm-hmm. And so what the government does is control and restrict. And all of the proponents of single payer will admit this, that we do have to control and make sure that only valuable services are rendered. But let's just look at the phrase healthcare.
Well, valuable services to what to whom they deem as valuable people.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the whole shift in phrase from medical care to health care, again, it sounds good. Well, everybody wants to stay healthy. Just think how great it would be if we spent our money on keeping people healthy instead of our current system, which takes care of them when they're sick. Well, where do you think they're going to get the money? There's a certain amount of money that's available, and it's going to be taken from caring for the sick people and the injured people, especially the old people and the other people who are disabled or frail for some reason, and put into this collective pot for health. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? You can't go to my office and get a shot that will make you healthy. There's no health that comes in a bottle. Healthcare is what you do for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, follow your grandmother's advice. Don't drink too much. Don't smoke. Don't run around. Eat your vegetables. Get fresh air. Exercise. All of that sort of stuff you have to do for yourself. No doctor can do it for you. Or you can go to the doctor and get data collected on you, and that's what they really want, because medical data is extremely valuable. It's even more valuable than your Social Security number or your credit card information. So you will be monitored and classified, and your value will be calculated in different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's all about health. What did your health do from going to the doctor's office? Nothing. All you did was provided a bunch of data. Or they may diagnose you with pre-hypertension or pre-diabetes and put you on medicine for the rest of your life, so you have to keep coming back to the doctor's office. But does this really make a difference in the outcome? It's really very difficult to show that it does, or that it's worth any fraction of the cost. But if you're sick, then there will be delayed diagnoses, there will be restrictions on the amount of care that you can get, restrictions on the doctors that you can see or the hospitals that you can go to. And I really think that it is not accidental that our life expectancy is going down.
Mm-hmm. You're almost describing the VA here, Dr. Orient.
Well, that's where I worked for the first 5 years of my career, and that's where I learned about what government medicine was like, and probably why I got interested in this whole idea about preserving independent private medicine.
Yeah, because I mean, when you look at it, and some people may take exception to that, but the empirical evidence would seem to point in exactly that direction. And to have a fair-minded conversation, I mean, if we're really interested in healthcare, there can't be any sacred cows here, can there?
There really can't. And the data that we're looking at, we might be looking at things like mean blood pressure or hemoglobin A1C levels or something, but we are not looking at, and in fact, I don't even know if there's a way to look at, missed diagnoses and serious diagnoses that were overlooked because of reliance on undertrained practitioners, too much on the laboratory values, too much on the practice guidelines. We are just not looking at things like that. I don't know how to get to that information.
Mm-hmm. Well, and who's dictating that? I mean, it's not the Association of Physicians that's doing that, is it? Or these are all just a bunch of bureaucrats that think they have a better idea?
Well, I think it's bureaucrats of various descriptions, those in the government, those in the big managed care organizations that are erroneously called insurance, those in academic medicines, the ones who are writing the guidelines, all of whom have conflicts of interest with pharmaceutical companies. These are the people who are deciding what constitutes quality. But if you talk to doctors or to patients, you will find increasingly the most appalling stories about medical care that's just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Orient, if I was to make you queen for the day and you could control this whole deal, what would be your prescription for us to really have effective health care in this country?
We need to return to the traditional way that worked well for millennia, where doctors work for patients only, and the patients pay the doctor. It will be far cheaper than going through third-party insurance companies. And if you did get sick and you had insurance, then it's the business of the insurance company to write you a check. It's your job to write a check to hospitals and physicians, who would never get away with all of this outrageous overcharging if they had to look a patient in the eye and ask for a payment.
Well, it's taken a while to get to the point that we're at. We often talk in this show relevant to business, but the same thing applies here in healthcare, is that when something is not working, you go back and look at when it was working, and you say, let's return to when it was working. And these were some of the characteristics, the attributes, the way it operated. But meanwhile, what's been allowed to occur is you've got this monolith of bureaucracy and middlemen that have been involved in the system. It's not going to be an easy way to clear this out, is it?
Well, it is not. But the most important piece of information that's missing is the one that they keep trying to keep a secret, and that is honest price signals. Mm-hmm. People need to know what things really do cost. They need to know what these insurance companies are paying for services. They need to know where the money is going along the way, how much of it is hemorrhaging out to people who provide absolutely nothing in recognizable medical goods or services.
Exactly. Well, then, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, because I am a firm believer in a direct pay model. I've done this probably for the last couple of decades myself, in working directly with the doctors. I don't deal with insurance. I've avoided insurance companies, for that exact reason. The other part is I don't think that they deal fairly with physicians by holding up payment. But we'll talk more about that when we come back with Dr. Jane Orient right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head, look at my side. You can count the times I say you are forgiven more than the drops in the air.
program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all for you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Jane Orient is with us, and we're talking about the right to health care. Dr. Jane, you write in your column here that the old and little-known news is that seniors have no right to turn down Medicare Part A unless they forego all Social Security benefits and refund any they have already received. Wow.
Yes, that's correct. That is a law, or at least a rule, that HHS enforces.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no alternative to Medicare Part A insurance. Lyndon Johnson destroyed that market back in 1965. But if seniors would prefer to be self-insured rather than be trapped in this Part A program, which in my opinion gives your doctor an incentive to kill you, they really have to give up all their Social Security also.
When you say it gives them an incentive to kill you, what do you mean?
Well, that with hospital DRG systems, with these accountable care organizations and so on, hospitals and doctors will be paid more for denying care and actually penalized for giving care that Medicare doesn't think was necessary or appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And they make that decision post-treatment, right? Not during?
Well, they may make it pre-treatment, and they may just bundle you off to hospice, even though you have a condition that might well respond to just regular medical treatment that could restore you to several years of good health.
Mm-hmm. So where are we at right now with Obamacare? It's hanging on by a hangnail, so to speak. I mean, is it hanging on to where it could potentially be revived? We still hear the code blue alarms, but it's still there as the law of the land, is it not?
By the trillions of dollars or mega billions of dollars in subsidies that are going to insurance companies or to people who qualify for subsidies for their otherwise completely unaffordable insurance premiums, and because of the Medicaid expansion, which has just given states a huge infusion of money into their budgets and into their managed care plans, whether or not that really improves medical care for its beneficiaries. In fact, the Medicaid expansion may actually be diminishing the care available to the intended original recipients, the poor, the indigent, the disabled, and so on, in favor of non-disabled adults and childless adults who fit in under the expansion program.
So we're dealing with the same age-old problem of our bureaucracy and our bloated government that we have created another ineffective, very inefficient program.
Exactly. We think that we're redistributing the wealth for the good of the poor, and maybe some of it does get to the poor, but a huge amount of it gets spilled along the way into the pockets of the deep swamp dweller.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you have to create a bureaucracy to administrate this, and because it is so bloated, I mean, it's ripe for the picking, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And there are all kinds of people who have a very good job working for the government, much better than they can get in the private sector. And all kinds of people are going to be screaming if they lose their job because the program funds dry up.
Yeah, exactly. And in terms of it drying up, I mean, are we talking that in the very near future this could happen, or is this an act of Congress that has to make this happen?
Well, I think Congress is very reluctant to act, but the demographics and the fiscal realities are just absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. If Medicare has $40 trillion in unfunded liabilities, that means it's made that much in the way of promises with no source of revenue available to cover it. So what is going to happen as baby boomers continue to retire and Medicare is just not bringing in enough money to pay for their bills?
Well, Dr. Orient, another column that you wrote about, the headline was, "Does Your Medical Licensure Board Protect You?" A bill that would give doctors the right to defend themselves if brought before the state licensure board
The Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners was heard in Louisiana State House of Representatives on May the 2nd. If it passes, doctors could find out exactly what they're accused of, see the evidence, and present a defense to an unbiased judge and jury. This is all being dictated. You question, you know, is this really happening here in our country?
And all over our country, in every state, Louisiana is probably the very worst. The medical board that will say how it is protecting you, the consumer, from bad doctors, is actually a tyrannical branch of administrative law in which doctors who are brought before it, sometimes for complaints by disgruntled employees, by insurance companies who don't like having to pay the bill, or just by a competitor who's jealous, these doctors have no right even to see the complaint against them, virtually no right to defend themselves, and they face the sudden loss of their ability to practice their profession. They are going bankrupt. They are losing their families. Many of them are committing suicide, all because of accusations that have no merit, but they really have no ability to defend themselves.
Well, you say that when are they presented the evidence? When they come to court type of deal? I mean, this is, all of a sudden it's dropped on them and says, now defend yourself? There's no preparation to defend yourself or anything like that?
Well, there's not really a court. There's a medical board.
Okay.
Generally rubber stamps what the staff, the so-called investigators, come up with, and the doctor does not get to cross-examine the witnesses. He may not see the evidence against him. If he doesn't want to go to the board, he could go to an administrative law judge who in Louisiana just decides in favor of the board 100% of the time. In most other states, it's similar to that. It's very rare for the administrative law judge who works mm-hmm. for the government, for the medical board. The doctor has no right to ask biased people to recuse themselves. So the doctors live in terror of the medical board, and if they're doing something that the establishment does not approve of, they can have, you know, their whole investment of their medical education, their years of experience, all they've invested in their office, their staff, their equipment, and so on, can be just down the drain.
Exactly.
And they have really no meaningful recourse in court.
Well, we got a little taste of that here recently, a little bit with Dr. Ronnie Jackson, did we not? I mean, he was accused. We didn't know what the accusations were. No veracity. I mean, it kind of reminded me a little bit of what happened with Mitt Romney with Harry Reid. I mean, here he is, the leader of the Senate, making false accusations about Mitt Romney. And then afterwards, he kind of joked, said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. And there's probably some people in the back room saying, well, you know, Ronnie Jackson, didn't get to be the director of the VA. But what was in the balance here is this man's career.
Yeah, his whole career may be ruined as a result of that. You have to think that what effect this will have on decent people who are asked to serve in the government if they know that if the Democrats don't like them, they will be attacked viciously and have their whole life ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's no accountability for these bureaucrats or prosecutors lying. They can lie with impunity.
This is amazing. And so this is happening to doctors in every state of the union.
And not just doctors. I talk about doctors, but all types of people. If they can do it to really good doctors who take care of their patients, they can do it to you. They can do it to anybody. Administrative law is just an atrocity.
Well, this is what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be aware of it. Dr. Orion, how can people follow you?
They can go to aapsonline.org. They can sign up to get our email alerts. That's AAPS Online for Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, online.org.
Dr. Jane Orient, Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, we're committed to your higher calling. I hope that's okay. Thank you for joining us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And to this end, our next guest, Elise Fitzpatrick, author and speaker, joins us. We're going to be talking about her new book, Finding the Love of Jesus, From Genesis to Revelation. One reader said, reading this book made me want to read my Bible. Elise, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about your new book. You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people will say to me, "I wish I could spend more time in the Bible." I said, "Well, why don't you?" You know, and I was reminded. It's kind of interesting. You know, it's like, you know, people wish, but it's just like, well, open the Bible, just go to it. And I really connected with Billy Graham here recently, when he related that after somebody had said, "Gosh, you spend a lot of time with politicians," and he said, "Well, yeah, I mean, I do." He says, "And I may regret that I would have wanted to spend more time in the Bible than with politicians." And I thought that was quite profound.
I think I definitely want to spend more time in the Bible than with politicians. Not that I'm ever asked.
Yeah.
But I know that there was some influence that Billy Graham had on politicians, but I can understand because of what you get out of reading the Word of God. I mean, after all, Jesus said that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, right? And you talk about profundity. That is quite profound. And I know that you and your family and, certainly I can relate to this as well, is that I know when I am malnourished and I'm not spending enough time in the Bible.
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is that 9 out of 10 Christians, and this is from a Barna poll, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 Christians believe that the Bible is the actual or inspired word of God. Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, people of faith believe that the Bible is God's word. But the shocking thing about that is less than a third mm-hmm. Actually read it more than half the time. So let's say, you've got a week. People who actually believe that the Bible is God's word, maybe they read it every other day. Mm-hmm. And that's not even saying how much they read it. It's just that, yeah, they'll get to it every other day. I sort of wonder, when we think about our social media climate and how many people are reading blogs and all of this other business, if we spent, golly, half as much time reading that other stuff as and read the Bible instead, how much our lives would change.
It would definitely put whatever we saw in the social media communications in perspective, would it not? Or even if because one of the things I have to deal with, talking about politics and things of the culture, is, a sense of balance.
Sure.
As one famous pastor had commented that when he goes to the pulpit to preach, he has the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. I think there's some wisdom and balance and understanding who he's talking to. And, this is what is in one hand. Here's the newspaper. But this is what could be, which is God's vision for you. What do you want?
I agree with that. I really think that if we spend too much time looking at cultural happenings and who's saying what and blogs and all of that sort of business, doesn't it become rather hopeless? I mean, at least it does to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look around and see the different problems, and perhaps the ones that I see are the same as or different than the ones that you see. And it's very easy for me to become rather hopeless and just say, well, goodness, mm-hmm. how is anything ever going to be what it ought to be? And then, of course, if I spend time in Scripture and really read what Jesus said and the things that he did, then I can have hope for the future. I think that in some ways we're like those disciples who left Jerusalem on Easter Sunday morning. They didn't know, of course, it was the resurrection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sad and confused because they had seen Jesus be crucified. Now, this was the one that they thought was going to be their Messiah.
Exactly.
They had seen him be crucified, and they were on their way back to Emmaus, just really heartbroken. And Jesus caught up with them and taught them how to read Scripture, how to read it in such a way that the happenings of the world around them, including, of course, at that point, his crucifixion, wouldn't have such an effect on them that they just sort of gave up and decided to go home.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, Jesus referred to even religious leaders saying, look at, you read the Scriptures, but you don't understand. And even
right.
with these two on the road to Emmaus, Jesus gave them a tutorial on how to, how to consume the Word of God. Elise, you've been a theologian, it seems like, almost from day one. I think anybody that is interested in the Word of God is a theologian, but you've been passionately pursuing what God has communicated to us in his word. What do you have to share with us that would help us in our appreciation and hunger for the word of God?
Yeah, you know, if we're reading the Bible as though it's a morality tale, let's say, you know, sort of like what would the heroes do?
Right.
If we're reading the Bible, if we're reading, say, the stories in the Old Testament about what we're supposed to be doing, that's going to become pretty discouraging because, quite frankly, those people were called to do certain things that I haven't been called to do, nor have I been promised that I'll have the same outcome as they would.
Plus, they've outlawed the stoning of your kids, so you can't do that anymore either. You know, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
That's really good. But I think that instead of reading, let's say, the Old Testament, the way that they were reading it, as though the Old Testament was really their story about what they needed to do to get their act together in order that God would somehow make them have the power and respect that they wanted. Instead of reading it that way, as Jesus said, and you referenced it in John 5, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and he's, you know, they're saying, basically, we trust in Moses. And he said that Moses wrote about him. Jesus said, for if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so then you can say, well, where did Moses write about Jesus? See, and if we don't know where to find Jesus in the Old Testament, then much of the Old Testament, which is really the stage upon which the New Testament is written, much of the Old Testament will seem strange. And what are those rituals and why those stories? And isn't it weird? And if we don't see that it's actually one cohesive story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, one cohesive story of love, of God calling people to himself, to put their trust in him, and to know that, in fact, he has everything all planned out and it's going to be fine.
Exactly. Well, at least anecdotally, I hear quite often that what is needed is love. Okay, but what is the source of love? You know, we've got part of the picture, and I think that the blindfolds are slowly but surely being removed in God's time. But we're going to find the love of God from God himself. But if we're not seeking, then we've got only a part of the picture here. We're going to continue our conversation. We come back. Elise Fitzpatrick is with us, her book, Finding the Love of Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation, right here at 18 before the top of the hour.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance. Insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, right here at the crossroads of faith and culture. It's Bill Martinez at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, far too often, reading the Bible seems just like another obligation to check off your to-do list, right, sadly? The Bible is so much more than a boring book of rules and regulations and stories of plagues and punishments. And our next guest, our continuing guest, I should say, Elise Fitzpatrick, would describe it as a continuing love story, is it not?
It is, absolutely. And, you know, we can go all the way back to Genesis. So at the very beginning of creation, you have God, the Lord, saying, let us make man in our image. So you've got, really, most people believe that that's a reference to the Trinity. Mm-hmm. So the Father, Son, and Spirit creating human beings and created Adam and Eve. But then, of course, we know what happened in Genesis 3. We have the story of the fall of Adam and Eve sinning. But right there, right in the middle of that hopelessness and despair when they have sinned, really the first sin, God comes to them, actually, the second person of the Trinity, the Lord comes to them. And aside from saying to Adam, life is going to be difficult, your work will be difficult, saying to Eve, your relationships with your family are going to be difficult, he also brings what's called the proto-evangelion, the very first declaration of the gospel, which is, through you, the woman, will come someone who will crush the head of the enemy. And so then, from the very beginning, God has promised that he will redeem and bring to himself all people, people from all nations, who would come to him in faith, and that he would grant them forgiveness and righteousness, that they might once again be part of his family. And, you know, that's the story that we have in the Old Testament from the very beginning, even though we see over and over and over again how people blow it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
Bad, blow it bad. Yet over and over again, God comes to them until finally we get to the New Testament, where that person who would crush the enemy, crush the head of the enemy, arrives on the scene in Bethlehem, shockingly, as a baby.
Well, you think about it, Elise, there in the garden, they didn't know who the enemy was. Right?
Right.
Here, everything was pure. It was easy. You're hanging with God, walking in the garden. I mean, how wonderful. And then you give place to the enemy. But then God had to clearly point out, okay, it wasn't that God was the enemy, because here you're going to get judged. I'm not the bad guy here, but you're going to know who the enemy is, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that Adam was tasked with doing was protecting the garden from intrusion, profane intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was tasked with guarding the garden. That's one of those words there in Hebrew that we kind of miss. He was tasked with guarding the garden, and he failed to do that. And because of that, they listened to the deceptive words. And Bill, the deceptive words were, God doesn't really love you.
Mm-hmm.
If God really loved you, then he would let you eat of this tree, because he's withholding something good from you.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the lie, the same lie that we hear over and over and over again, even today, that somehow what we really need, what would really be good for us, is something God's withholding from us. So therefore, we got to go out and get it ourselves.
Yeah. And then right with that is, did God really say? But if you're not in the Word of God, you're easy pickings, because you don't even know what God said.
Exactly. And the sorts of things that, of course, people who claim that they love the Lord think that the Bible actually says is astonishing. There's another poll that was done that people were asked whether or not the saying, God helps those who help themselves, is in the Bible. And a majority of people thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, well, you know, not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is amazing. I've seen those, and I think there's been a book on the hundreds of sayings, it might even be thousands, because we're so doggone creative about all the things that are against God, and you line it up. For you, Elise, to write this book, Finding the Love of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, what was the motivation? What was the call from the throne room of God that said, Elise, I need you to write this book?
Yeah, thank you. For me, I get a sense as I talk with Christians that they primarily just feel guilty about the fact that they don't read the Bible enough, and it's kind of like doing your algebra homework.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm going to do my algebra homework today so that God will be happy with me and give me a good grade. And if guilt is our motivation for doing anything, including reading scripture, we're not going to do a very good job of it. Guilt is not a great motivator. It may motivate us for a day or two, but it certainly doesn't motivate us.
Not to mention it blocks the love.
Exactly.
You know, right? I mean, that's the whole purpose of the Word of God. It's God's love story to us. And so now we have dulled, its product and its benefit if we're guilt driven.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like having a relationship with your wife or your husband. Well, I have to do this because she's my wife. You know, you feel some sense of guilt or obligation.
Right.
Oh, that works great, doesn't it?
I gotta buy my wife a gift for Mother's Day, because after all, it's my obligation. It's like, well, don't bother.
Right.
You know, yes. you're exactly right. And so, you know, what we want to do instead is say, look at your standing before God is based on the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone. And if you read the Bible, you should read it every day. And the reason you should read it is to remind you of how you've been loved and forgiven and welcomed and made righteous. And because of that, because you've been given that, then read it. And that will remind you during the day when you're tempted to think, God doesn't really love me. I have to take care of this business myself.
Exactly. Well, you're protecting your garden, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, what we wanted to do was sort of change up the dynamic. Look at, don't read your Bible because you're hoping that if you do so, God will love you. Read your Bible because God already loves you, and you need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, I mean, that is really something that I hope that people are catching here. And what it is that just like God delivering his son on the cross to us, wow, I mean, you know, that is so clearly demonstrated and overwhelming, but and certainly very profound and powerful. But there are so many other instances throughout his word, as you say, from Genesis to Revelation, that, you know, when you got a love letter from somebody that you really cared about, it isn't like you'd read just the first sentence and put it down, right? You would consume
it
and maybe set it aside and read it again later on, you know, maybe several times a day. And, I mean, people do this with their high school annuals sometimes, you know, just to think that,
yes,
hey, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought I was. But here it is, you know, the master of the universe, your creator, the one who designed you for a specific purpose. He has written you a love story, and we just read a sentence or so and then put it down and forget it.
Right. And what we read, and the way we read it sometimes, Bill, is as though the primary point of it is about us rather than mm-hmm. about Jesus.
Right.
So, for instance, when we see the story of Abraham and Isaac, and Abraham is about to offer Isaac on Mount Moriah, we should read that story not to find out how to be like Abraham, but to remember and see that there was a father who offered his son, his only son, the son he loved. Mm-hmm. The very words that God uses to describe Isaac. He offered that son on Calvary. And actually, geographically, Mount Moriah and Calvary are the same place.
Same place. Isn't that amazing?
If we miss that, then we come away from that story thinking, well, that's really weird that God would ask Abraham to do that. And, gee, I hope he doesn't ask me to do that. But I guess that I ought to be ready to kill my kid. You know, that's not
right.
the point.
Yes.
That's not the point of the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is so much to understand, and I can appreciate, you know, that some of our listeners are going, you know, how do I start? Well, start. Start to read the Word of God, whether you do it with some sort of plan or a specific purpose. Elise, what do you recommend?
Recommend that you come to Scripture looking at it the way Jesus looked at it, which is that it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you read a story or read a psalm or say, you can just ask yourself, do I hear any echoes of Jesus here? Is this
exactly.
in any way about him? And honestly, Scripture will come alive.
It happens to be the first chapter of her book. It's all about him. And that's a good place to start. Can't think of a better place if you want to understand about love and finding the love of Jesus. Realize it is all about him. Not about you, surprisingly. From Genesis to Revelation, Elise Fitzpatrick has been with us. Elise, congratulations. Thank you for sharing it. This is going to elevate a lot of thoughts and people in their walk with God. Thank you so much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Has your body ever gone low blood?